Daughter of the Morning Star, Disc 6.
Lolo Long was standing on her porch when we got there, and I was beginning to think the tribal police chief never slept. I knew how she felt. At least she was out of uniform and wearing a heavy bathrobe, her fluffy slippers at the edge of the stoop, her arms wrapped around herself as I parked and opened the door for Jaya, who showed no great enthusiasm for getting out. I stood there holding the door as she reluctantly pulled her bag from the floor and gave Dog one last pet before sliding her sneakered feet to the sidewalk and then marching toward the small house like it was the bridge on the River Kwai and her aunt was Colonel Sato. I followed, stopping at the steps as Jaya blew by the chief, who turned to look after her as she yanked open the storm door and went inside.
"You win?"
Jaya called back from over her shoulder.
1078.
The dark-haired woman turned to me, fingering a strand from her face and looking at me through her eyebrows.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"I believe she's been kicked off the team."
"You believe?"
"I strongly believe." Her phone, which I hadn't noticed in her hand, made a noise and she pulled it from under her arm.
"They won by 4.
Henry stayed to provide a rear guard. The team might need that in Lodgegrass." Her face came up.
"Well, I guess that's that."
"What are you going to do?"
"Not a damn thing."
I started to back away. "Does that mean my services are no longer needed?" She glanced over her shoulder and back into the house.
"What would you do?"
I stopped and stood there, stuffing my hands into my pockets and staring at the sidewalk.
"Talk to her."
She folded her arms again, at the same time scuffing the sole of a slipper on the surface of the concrete.
"Oh, we're way past that."
"We're never past that. That's our job.
Police?
Parents.
I'm not her mother."
"Like it or not, you've got the job, or at least part of it." I started to turn to go, but then stopped and looked back. She's scared, maybe for the first time in her life. She has this God-given talent, and she's been pursuing a life with the conviction that that talent was enough, and now she's coming to the stark conclusion that it's not. She hugged herself again.
"You might be right.
She's on a cliff, and she's going to have to go in and apologize, not only to the coach, but to the entire team."
"Think that'll get her back on?"
"I don't really care if she gets back on that team. I just want to give her a semblance of normalcy. And I think that's what you're shooting for, too." I started to go again, but then stopped again. On a grimmer note, I had a meeting with Artie Smallsong. That got her off the porch.
"Where?"
"Believe it or not, on the roof of the Lodgegrass High School with an accompanying shotgun."
"At the high school with a shotgun?"
She shook her head.
"What did he have to say?"
"That he has nothing to do with any of this."
"And you believe him?"
I shrugged. "For now." She glanced east where a light breeze had picked up.
"I understand you found an armory over at the old fire lookout that Godo Hansen confiscated,
along with some interesting interior design motifs."
"Yep." "I heard. So where does one get that many human teeth?"
"As I recall, his girlfriend was a dental hygienist.
She moved to Albuquerque. Besides, I doubt that was it."
Shaking her head, she clutched the collar of the robe, pulling it up to guard against the raw air.
"Maybe I'll move to Albuquerque.
I hear Hatch is nice this time of year." I started to turn, but she stepped closer.
I think I owe you an apology."
"For?"
"Laying into you about that Willow Canyon thing."
I shrugged. "I haven't really figured out what that was all about yet either."
"You don't remember anything for more than 30 hours?
"I remember a lot of things, it's just that they don't make any sense." I pulled the thin volume from inside my jacket and handed it to her. "I got this over at Paper Talk, that bookstore in Hardin. Lisa Hopkins' place." She took it and studied the cover, opening it and leafing through a few pages and then stopping and turning back to the title page.
"Fort Pratt?
You know where that is?"
"Yeah, it's up near..."
"No, it's where the..." She leafed through some more pages and then glanced up at me.
"You know, I don't know where it is."
"It might be gone. Henry thinks it might have been one of those Indian industrial boarding schools from the turn of the century." She nodded.
"Anything else I need to know from this century?"
I thought about a way of presenting the information that wouldn't send her inside looking for her sidearm. The Wainwright family may still be in play. She waved a hand.
That's her personal life.
Might be more than that. She stared at me.
Really?
Possibly, but then possibly not. I'm doing some digging and I'll let you know. She nodded.
You want me to arrest Pete Schiller and his bunch?
You can get them. Me or my friends over in Bighorn County, Yellowstone County, Hardin PD, Billings PD, or the Highway Patrol. Everybody's itching to stomp into those intellectually recessive gene puddles. I started off. I thought they were the superior race.
Compared to what? Prairie dogs?
I called back to her as I climbed into my truck.
I think you're being overly hard on prairie dogs.
I heard her murmur as she turned and started back into her house and toward another battle.
You're probably right.